This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Ian Smith, a Department of Homeland Security analyst who resigned this week after he was confronted about his ties to white nationalist groups attending multiple immigration policy meetings at the White House, according to government officials familiar with his work. U.S. Postal Service acknowledged that it inappropriately released sensitive personal information about Democrat Abigail Spanberger, a former CIA officer, challenging Representative Dave Brat, Republican of Virginia, calling it a human error that will be addressed by changing procedures for public information requests. England is considering banning energy drinks for youth less than 16 years old because of health concerns. Meanwhile, Coca-Cola has announced the purchase of the Costa coffee chain for over $5 billion. It is unlawful for private sector employers to prohibit employees from discussing wages and compensation, and it has been since the National Labor Relations Act was passed in 1935. There are exceptions, including for supervisors, agricultural workers, and domestic employees. Open discussion of salaries among peers and co-workers, experts said, is a powerful tool to fight pay inequity. Critics accuse the administration of reneging on a 2008 agreement that said Vietnamese citizens would not be subject to return if they arrived in the United States before it established relations with Vietnam in 1995. The Trump administration is preparing a new Palestinian policy which would stop its payments to the UN to support their refugee status and attempt to reduce their right to return from more than 5 million individuals now to about 500,000 under the policy. The UN continues by wide majorities to honor the right of return and the full refugee status of Palestinians. California has moved to reinstate Obama-era open internet rules, challenging Trump administration rollback efforts and setting the state on a path to have the strongest net neutrality rules in the nation. The California bill would prevent internet service providers from blocking websites, intentionally slowing down a website or app, or accepting payments to make online services go faster. Average bank lending rates in Brazil are 53%, which in turn hobble a consumption-dependent economy by discouraging shopping and making credit a risky game for entrepreneurs. Voice of the People Daily Building presents People's News about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.